Our first story looks at a piece of design, the kind of farm equipment almost guaranteed to induce childlike awe in even the slickest urbanite, the tractor. Lou Okowski visited some farmers in upstate New York to ask them why these machines inspire such devotion.
To you, that might just sound like a noisy old engine, but to Tom Hunt, it's a thing of beauty.
John Deere sound right there. If you head up the hill and it starts to pull, it's just, yeah, that's music.
Probably some people think you're nuts. You're riding through the field listening to this thing and you got a smile on your face.
Make no mistake, there are lots of people who love their tractor as much as Tom does. He's president of a tractor club where he and about 50 other guys get together once a month to talk about what they're buying or restoring. Some of them are farmers. Others have a looser connection to farming, like Tom, who grew up and still lives in a rural area completely surrounded by dairy farms.
I have a shirt that I wear every now and then, and it says there are two kinds of tractors, John Deere and SOB, some other brand. And I wore that to a meeting one night, and there's a few people that didn't find the humor in that shirt. They just thought that was terrible.
And though Tom's pledged his allegiance to John Deere Green, he tells me the club doesn't discriminate. Owners of Caterpillars, Farmalls, Fords, and Alice Chalmers are all welcome. Stubb Plouts, another guy in the club, collects Alice Chalmers tractors. Stubb owns the Octagon Farm. It's not a working dairy farm anymore, but they do still raise crops to sell at their farm market. When I ask Stubb what he likes about the design of an Alice Chalmers tractor, he tells me how its beauty lies in its straightforward, workaday simplicity.
You get down to it, may not sound right, but they're actually a work of art. How do you take something that's simple, take some gas, some air, and a spark, you have a controlled explosion. You transfer it into power that you can do and get anything done that you want to do on a farm. They may be simple lots of times, but they're a work of art. This is a styled one, and it's got relatively smooth lines, flowing lines.
And there's another thing that sets it apart.
Well, first thing is, it's going to strike you, it's orange.
Stubb's right. It does strike you. That orange has weight, and at the same time, it's warm and comfortable, almost creamy, like a bowl of perfect tomato soup, made of steel.
Persian orange. The maker back in 1929 seen a field of orange poppies, and he said that's what the rest of the tractors are going to look like. It was one of the first ones to have a bright color.
You tell her about the big trucks?
Stubb's wife, Marion.
We've had four or five different 18-wheelers pull over here in the past week. And all they stopped for was to look at the orange. They love the orange.
What do you like about the way it looks?
Everything. Kenny Chesney come out with a song, "She Thinks My Tractor's Sexy." Well, that's how he got me here. She thinks my tractor's sexy. Only it wasn't John Deere's, Alice Chalmers. Told him if he went and bought the new 185, I'd be right over. And that's the newest one we got. It was the 1979 185.
The Alice Chalmers Company was the first tractor company convinced that they could use design to get the farmers' attention and their affection. So in the 30s, they designed the body of their already well-known orange tractor.
The first tractors were what they called unstyled. They had like a flat radiator, flat sides. They were very simple, very just to get the job done. Not only Alice Chalmers, John Deere, some of the others, they started making a rounded version of it, or called it styled. And that just went gung-ho. It just took right off.
At about the same time, John Deere brought in a guy named Henry Dreyfuss to design their tractors. One of his innovations was to add fenders so you wouldn't fall into the wheel well. And they look nice. But a lot of farmers pull them off anyway.
The dirt gets down here in this, and it'll fill this support thing up with the cow manure and the mud, and they start rusting out, and they're like, well, to hell with that, so they take them off.
Well, that's crummy design.
Yes. Henry didn't do a very good job on that. Going up here on this hill.
I'm grateful for those fenders. I'm crammed between fender and seat, trying to keep from slipping in front of the big wheel so I can enjoy the ride.
High on life. Good, clean living.
That's when I understood what Tom's daughter, Renee, told me. She said, we don't love our tractors because of what they look like. We love them because of how they make us feel.
I'm going to be buried with mine.
Tom has seven tractors.
All of them?
I don't know. I ain't decided yet.
I'll see.
Yeah, but...
That's a big hole.
I don't know. I might let somebody have them when I'm gone, but I think I should be able to have at least one of them with me.
For Studio 360, I'm Lou Olkowski.
She thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns.